Welcome to The Green Tunnel, a podcast on the history of the Appalachian Trail. My name is Mills Kelly, and I'm your host. If you conjure an image of the Appalachian Trail in your mind, you're likely to visualize beautiful foliage, a brown footpath beneath the trees, granite boulders covered in lichens, and beautiful views from trailside overlooks. What you probably don't conjure up is a long highway bridge over a huge river. But if you plan to hike north from New York into New England, or south from New England into the Mid-Atlantic, you've got to get across the Hudson River. And the Hudson is not a small river. Not at all. Since the trail's founding, the Bear Mountain Bridge has been the only viable option for hikers headed north or south over the Hudson River. On the west shore, Bear Mountain looms over the bridge, and Anthony's Nose is the closest peak on the east shore. When AT hikers cross the Hudson River, they're crossing what was once the world's longest suspension bridge. The bridge span itself is almost one-third of a mile across, and when you're standing in the middle, you're more than 150 feet above the river. The bridge has a dedicated lane for hikers, so you don't have to dodge oncoming cars and trucks. But like all long suspension bridges, it does kind of jump up and down a little if a big truck passes by. Me? I'm not a fan of bridges that jump. Hikers headed northbound on the AT descend more than 1,000 feet from the summit of Bear Mountain to the entrance for the bridge. Hikers headed southbound descend about 700 feet from the summit of a smaller peak called Anthony's Nose to get to the other side of the bridge. From either summit, the views up and down the Hudson River Valley and of the bridge itself are pretty spectacular.
For me, it's just an incredible bridge. It's an incredible suspension bridge. Just walk across and the AT literally goes across it. It's just an incredible view because you're so high up, so much activity, trains, barges going by.
A very good view. It's a very different view from what you get from the top of either the Bear Mountain or from Anthony's Nose. It's more down to the river view, but you see the traffic on the river, which frequently there are big barges and other things going by underneath.
You just heard from Walt Daniels and Melanie Shuck, two volunteers with the New York New Jersey Trail Conference. Bear Mountain Bridge sits just north of the oldest section of the entire Appalachian Trail. Shortly after Benton McKay published his proposal for the trail in 1921, leaders of the Palisades Interstate Park Commission and the New York New Jersey Trail Conference agreed to start building sections of the Appalachian Trail in Bear Mountain State Park. And one of the first sections they built headed uphill from Bear Mountain Bridge.
That was one of my favorite spots to work because I'm just in love with the history of that spot. It was really cool because that was the first section of the AT was opened and built. And we actually just passed the 100-year anniversary. So that was really cool to be able to work on that section.
Fortunately for the creators of the Appalachian Trail, the Bear Mountain Bridge opened that same year. So it was possible to get hikers across the Hudson right at the north end of Bear Mountain State Park. At the time, the only other bridge options were either close into New York City or all the way north in Albany. Needless to say, neither of those options would have worked for hikers wanting to cross the river. The trail AT hikers use today is quite different from the one those original trail builders created.
Gunges from Rockland County on the west side to Putnam, Westchester County on the east side. Then there's a bit of roadwalk. In the way back in the 50s or so, the trail used to go right straight up from off the bridge straight up the hill. But that is really steep. I can scramble up it, but I would not want to carry a pack up. Now goes up a route that's been in place roughly since the 70s. It's moved around a little bit a few times.
In fact, that change of route Walt just mentioned is a great example of the critical work that Trail Club volunteers do for the trail. Working with local and national park authorities and the ATC, local clubs are constantly rerouting and improving the trail to make it more accessible for all hikers. In the case of the Bear Mountain section, that has meant stairs. Lots of stairs.
We're in the process of massively rebuilding the trail. For people who are familiar with the trail over Bear Mountain, that took 10 years to rebuild all the steps on that. We have a similar flight of steps that needs to build, probably wind up with 600 or 700 steps over the next 4 or 5 years.
That's a lot of steps. And if you've been, you know they're made out of large stones that will resist erosion, will frustrate bears that might want to roll them over to look for bugs, and will stand up to thousands and thousands of hikers every year going up and down that staircase. I've built a few stone steps on the AT in my day, but only a few. The idea of putting in hundreds and hundreds is more than I care to think about. On the East Shore, hikers pass through the grounds of the Trailside Museum and Zoo. In addition to being the only zoo on the Appalachian Trail, it also happens to be the lowest point on the entire Appalachian Trail. If you go, when you pass by the black bear exhibit, you'll be just 120 feet above sea level, which is as low as the AT gets. And in case you were wondering, the summit of Clingman's Dome in North Carolina is the highest point on the trail at 6,643 feet. Trail volunteers like Walt and Melanie do a lot more for hikers than build steps, take care of shelters, cut back brush, or pick up trash left on the trail by other hikers. Sometimes, trail club volunteers have to help save lives. And for Melanie, one of those life-saving moments will always be tied to the Bear Mountain Bridge.
One particular situation, my first season stewarding, which was 2020, on Labor Day, myself and my colleague had a serious medical emergency where we had to evacuate a kid off the trail. He got seriously hurt. Paramedics, state park police, everything. And so it was just a chaotic day. He went up to take care of the kid. I had to reroute hikers off the trail. And so after all was said and done, just sat looking at the Bear Mountain Bridge, just being like, we got through the day. And it just was a cool feeling. For some reason, the bridge gave me comfort.
I think it's safe to say that Melanie will never look at the Bear Mountain Bridge again without thinking about that little boy and her role in getting him to safety. The Green Tunnel is a production of R2 Studios at the Roy Rosenzweig Center for History and New Media at George Mason University. Today's episode was produced by me. Jeanette Patrick and Jim Ambuski are the executive producers. We want to offer a special thanks to Melanie Shuck, Walt Daniels, and Zach Cole from the New York New Jersey Trail Conference for sharing their stories about the Bear Mountain Bridge and the oldest section of the Appalachian Trail. Original music for our show is performed by Scott Miller of Swoop, Virginia, and Andrew Small and Ashley Watkins of Floyd, Virginia. We're able to bring you this show through the generosity of the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation and many individual donors like you. To help us continue to produce the world's best podcast on the Appalachian Trail, please visit our website at r2studios.org and click on the Support Us link to make a donation of any amount. We really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.